February 16th, 2019, session of TeamSpeak for HPSDR. My name is Dave, KV0S, and this week I did some work on HPSDR programming. I actually tried taking some of my existing programmer code and compiling it as WebAssembly and seeing if I could hook it up to JavaScript interface. It sort of worked, but there were several problems, so it was an interesting little experiment. And then I also have been playing with RTL 4433 just to read some temperature sensors around the house. And that's been rather fun and interesting, and it's just using an RTL receiver and the program from the web. So that's it for me this week. Next on the list, we have Henry, PA0HJA, shown as away and recording. And then we have Mike, AA8K, shown as recording and mic muted. And then we have 98AB, shown as away. And then we have Warren, NR0V. Go ahead, Warren.
Okay, Dave, thanks and good day to everyone. And not really a lot to report this week, to be honest. I have had a number of email exchanges with various folks. Phil and I have been chatting back and forth about EER and ETR and how to pass information from software to firmware and what to do with it in the firmware and so on. So some interesting dialogue there, and some emails with other folks as well, but no actual development on my part here in the past week, and that may be the case for a little bit. It's getting to be a rather busy time here. We think we are probably going to break ground on the house construction project the first week of March, and there's a number of last-minute things to put in place for that. Plus, my tax preparers normally like to have all my income tax information by the 1st of March. So I'm working on that in the background, too. So lots of other stuff going on and probably no hardcore development in the near-term future here. So that's it for now. Back to you, Dave.
Yes, Warren, you reminded that I need to get on the stick with that. The taxes as well. Next on the list is Bill, KD5TFD. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, all. Yeah, nothing too much to report here. Sorry to miss last week, and I was actually ended up working late, but oh well. Yeah, I got pretty much all work all the time and no radio. Glad you're playing around with RTL 433, Dave. Hope you're enjoying that. And Warren, what's ETR? I didn't know EER, but hadn't heard ETR yet. So back to you.
And next on the list, we have Bob, VE3GKM, shown as recording in a way. And so that brings us to the end of the list, and we're open for general discussion.
Bill, to answer your question, ETR, and I don't know if that's a general abbreviation or if that's just something that we've used around here, but it's envelope tracking. And basically, the idea is that with envelope tracking, the supply voltage for the amplifier stays a little bit above the voltage required to generate the required output level at every instant in time. So it doesn't the voltage doesn't actually force the envelope, but it stays just a little bit above where the envelope needs to be, and therefore minimizes losses.
I see. Okay, yeah, I'd never heard. I think I've heard Phil say envelope elimination, envelope tracking. I just never heard the abbreviation. Okay,